Hello, and welcome to another podcast, another Sister Host podcast, another quarantine podcast, another isolation podcast. This one today is coming from a hidden valley in the Sperrin Mountains in Ireland. There's a little valley that my mother showed me during the week, and it's very beautiful. I think it's probably the most beautiful area around here. And yeah, counts as good quarantine because you won't meet anyone. So I came for a walk today, and it was really beautiful. I was walking through the lane past old, like, broken down houses and moss and heather and pretty much everything you would like stereotype on a rural Irish walk was in my midst. So, and I was listening to Supergrass. It was a bit of a juxtaposition, but it worked. Yeah, it's feeling really good walking along, going down into the valley, smiling away to myself. And then came across a dying sheep. Just a little sheep that is the same one I saw the other day here, and it was just happily sitting in the sun. And today it was on its side. I should probably get a content warning on this podcast because, yeah, it gets pretty grim. But if it wouldn't be a Sister Ghost thing if it wasn't Dancing with the Macabre, am I right? yeah, but probably don't listen if you're squeamish. And okay, so anyone who's stuck around can listen to the rest, next bit. So I came across a sheep lying on its side. I was like, huh, it's looking like it's sleeping really well there. Came a bit closer, then I saw that it was still breathing. I saw a little ear wiggle. Saw its chest going up and down very slowly. And I walked closer. I was like, oh, this is not good. And then I looked at its eye, and the eye that was exposed to the air has been pecked at by a bird. It's all red and, yeah, pretty much as fucked up as you would imagine a pecked out eye to be. And the other one to the ground is like blinking really slowly, so the animal's definitely alive but dying very slowly. And it's terrible because there's nothing that I can do about it. This seems to be an area where sheep kind of come to die because there's several carcasses and bones everywhere. Which in a weird way I find like sheep skeletons and stuff like that kind of beautiful in a way. I think skeletons are beautiful anyway. I mean, we've all got skeletons. But yeah, so I think it was like instant karma for me celebrating the fact that I saw like a perfectly, what's the word? Like, just in perfect shape, a sheep skull with horns still intact, just further up the road, and I was like, oh wow, that's so awesome. And then a couple of meters down the road, I was like seeing a dead sheep, like not even dead, just like still dying. Yeah, because that's where the skull comes from, Shannon, so enjoy this slow preview of the next skull. But yeah, I mean, this is a very rural place. Like, this is nature. Nature is harsh. Growing up on a farm too is kind of hardened me, I guess, to like death. And I think at times like this we just kind of have to not embrace death, as I'm so morbid, but like just know that we're all in a cycle and we just have to be kind of grateful for what we have and when we have it. But yeah, little sheep's going to sheepy heaven. It's going to leave behind it a really awesome skeleton. Yeah, the cycle of life. It's beautiful. anyone who's stuck around to listen to this, fair play to you, you get it. You get it. Nature and science is all that we can trust right now. And all that we can trust anyway. But yeah, so I think a good song to seek seamlessly into after this beautiful, beautiful chat is Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone Age.
We'll be right back.
Cool, what a song, what an album. Songs for the Deaf is a masterpiece in my opinion. It's really great. I love an album that seeks in and out of songs and samples and stuff. The great thing about that album, if you haven't heard it, which I'm sure if you're a fan of Sister Ghost, you've probably definitely heard that. But yeah, if you haven't heard it, it uses like radio samples, some of which are in Spanish, and samples of like being in a car and driving and listening to the radio and listening to these awesome rock and roll songs. So check out that album, Songs for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age, if you can. And if you've already heard it, listen to it again because it's amazing. Yeah, so in Ireland we are on, I can't remember really how many days now. It's got to be 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks of absolutely full lockdown, because that only really happened last week, but it feels like 2 weeks. Yeah, how you all doing? Like, let me know. You can send me an email to sisterghostband@gmail.com. Hit me up on Instagram. Not on Facebook anymore, because Facebook sucks. I've always wanted to get rid of it. So, you know, losing job, losing gigs, losing everything kind of gave me a good reason to just get fucking rid of it, because it's bullshit. I think everybody should get rid of Facebook. I would get rid of Twitter too, but sometimes it's good crack. But yeah, let me know how yous are doing. If you have any questions, any requests, yeah, any stories. It'd be cool to get the ghost post going again. If anyone has any like ghost stories or like any kind of cool eerie stuff, like I don't know, we could be into some UFO conspiracies, I don't know, whatever what you want to do, let's keep it fun. So let me know how you're doing, and what will we play now? I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should just put on like a Sister Ghost song that maybe you haven't heard before, like if that's something that you want, I can do that as well. Self-promotion and all that. But yeah, maybe I'll play a song by one of my friend's band. So maybe I'll play some Spare Parts from Broken Hearts. So yeah, they're from LA. It's a project of an awesome musician called Sarah. And they're a three-piece, pretty much like LA's Nirvana. They're really great. I saw them a couple of times now when I've been over in California. And just a little shout out to all my friends over there and across the world. Actually, I miss you all so much, and I hope that you're doing all right in these crazy times. But yeah, I love this song that I'll play for you. The song's called Mush. I was listening to it yesterday when I was doing a bit of gardening, and like the lyrics are kind of perfect for this time. It's just about embracing the pain and rolling with it, because like everybody's in pain right now. You're lying if you're saying that you're not. But you just gotta roll with it. Pain's just another thing that we gotta do. And if you don't have pain, you're not gonna experience joy. So you gotta have some equilibrium in your life. So enjoy Mush by Spare Parts for Broken Hearts. I stumbled over that because I nearly fell into a river. I'm like walking along different stones as I record this. Maybe you'll be able to hear the river. But yeah, enjoy!
medicine. Choke it up and get numb. Soak it up, hey, your medicine, hey. Choke it up, hey, get numb to the pain, the pain, the pain.
Yeah, so great. What a riff, what a good song. It's incredible. Isn't it awesome when you have friends who are like really incredible musicians? It's so great. Maybe that will come back after all of this. We'll see each other again. We'll all play gigs. So I just want to say a big thank you to all y'all who have signed up to the Patreon. Big shout out to Emily Backus all the way out in Atlanta, Georgia, and her new dog. Thank you so much. Patreon, if no one knows about it yet, Patreon is an online thing where you can support people who make podcasts and other things by like basically sponsoring us for like as little as £5 a month. And it would be really great. I would appreciate it so much if you could spare that. Just to keep me going, I guess, and keep me going in the sense that I'm still a creative person, I'm still a musician, I'm still an artist who wants to create things, and yeah, I think when you get even just like, you know, a couple of pounds for doing that, you feel like it's actually something that's being taken even a little bit seriously. I already miss playing gigs. Like I live for playing gigs. I've been playing gigs since I was 12 years old. I'm 27, so I've like known nothing different. So it's a bit weird to think that I'll not play live again for over half a year. What I've been doing in the meantime, I guess, is making these podcasts and trying to soak up inspiration and write songs when I can. But at the same time, this kind of time is, you know, you don't have to force yourself to be productive if you don't want to. So if there's any other people out there struggling and thinking, oh, I can't write songs right now, or geez, am I gonna finish, you know, this EP or whatever I've been working on, don't worry about it. We're all in the same boat, and hope to see all the good peeps out again on the gigging circuit after all this bullshit is over. But yeah, patreon.com/sisterghost. And if you sponsor me for like from a fiver a month, you'll get the podcast episodes like a day earlier than everyone else. And I am gonna make zines once a month and post them out to you. So yeah, and a zine is like a little, I guess you would call it a little magazine, a little art book. Could have anything from lyrics, collages, some like funny shit, maybe a picture of my face, whatever. But yeah, so patreon.com/sisterghost. And also I'll stick that link up on the Instagram. It'd be great for you to support me and support these podcasts. So have a wonderful day, evening, morning, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and I will see you, well, not see you, but we will be back together someday, very soon, for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye!